We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show. Podcast.
Here we go. It's kind of weird. It's a Wednesday, but it feels like a Tuesday. We lost that. That day. We love that. We're all voting for the 4-day work week. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Come on.
There you go. Froggy's here. There's Scary from a different angle. This is looking right up his nose. Uh-oh. And there's Scotty B. And there's Danielle and Gandhi. And there's Straight Nate. And I see Garrett.
Got it.
Did I say Scotty? Where's Scotty?
Yeah.
You? Oh, there he is. Hi, Scotty.
Hi.
I did say hi, right?
You did.
Yep. You know, I think I'm having... What the fuck is going on, Scary? What are you doing?
Scary's camera just malfunctioned on his computer.
I got the Scary in front of me. She's got the good camera. Mm-hmm.
Trying to do a show, Scary.
Sorry, guys.
That's okay. What was I going to say? I think I'm having Zoom fatigue.
Yeah. Oh, it's back.
What?
Zoom fatigue. Remember that was, 2 years ago when we were doing this all the time, and then somebody came out with the term Zoom fatigue?
Well, I've got it. I mean, I don't feel like I see everyone, even though if I look closely, I'll see you there. Because we have, you know, 8 panes we're looking at, or 6 panes. It's weird. I don't know. I'm kind of ready to I'm ready to just never use Zoom ever again.
Well, do you remember how we used to do remotes? We wouldn't see you. And this was only, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
We would just...
Yeah, how did we do that?
I was trying to think about that the other day. I'm like...
So it was weird because when you guys were on the cruise, that's how I had to run the show, by listening, because everybody was on the cruise. I was
old school there.
Yeah. So I almost closed my eyes and I had to listen, and I had to guide the show that way by listening and not watching cues over Zoom.
Like we used to do.
Yeah.
Before we had Waze in the car, we used to actually drive.
Right. You know?
without knowing there's traffic
remember
up there
you
or not.
Take out the big, you like print up all of your directions and you'd have them in your hand.
Yeah, MapQuest.
I mean, it was terrible. Yeah, MapQuest. Trying to like read the directions and drive.
We used
like
to have, when Greg and I used to go out in the mornings, we would have a MapQuest print out every single morning of where we're going to. There was no GPS.
I think it is, we are slaves to that, unfortunately, about with navigation. I was talking to producer Sam this morning and Andrew about a new route to work. So I said, all you got to do is open Google Maps and you could see the quickest way to work in the morning and how it's going to be. And she's like, I'm sorry, I'm a millennial and I just follow instructions of what my Waze tells me to do. You can't become a slave to an app. Or you're going to drive into an ocean.
Is it the same thing, though? Like, opening up Google or opening up your GPS? Like, you're still being navigated by something electronic.
No, but I like to take a look on and say, what is the shortest distance between two points is a line, a straight line.
I could go buy you a Hagstrom if you want.
But that takes too much time.
Oh. Google Maps.
What he also does, though, Scary, he does that when he's in an Uber, though. He'll tell the Uber driver, he'll pull up the map, and then he'll start telling people. Like,
so, you know what? You want to start pissing off Uber drivers, tell them how to drive. You know? And they'll do like, hey, you want to come up here and drive? Then sit back there and shut up. But, you know what you ought to do, though, for a different route every day? You can choose one that's 2 minutes longer, below. Right?
Or how about the ones that they say it'll take you 22 minutes or 3 hours and 6 minutes with no tolls? Who picks that option? Who would ever pick that option?
The walkers, the people who walk.
No, that it's in a car. It's not a walker. Hmm. It's so stupid. You
know, my dad drove a semi for years, so he would go from like Cleveland to Buffalo to Rochester and all these places. And I remember him, every night, he would call his buddies and say, yeah, I've got to go to Schenectady. And he would be sitting there writing down directions. Like, writing down directions from somebody telling him how to get there. And one time, he wrote down the directions, like, turn left at the barn or something like that. And then he gets there, and he can't find the place to turn because the barn had burned down a week before.
he kept
driving around.
Oh, no.
And he had to finally stop and ask for directions. He was like, that barn? Yeah, that burned down last week.
Oh, damn.
Do any of you do what I do, though? Even if I know where I'm going, I put it in the GPS because I want to avoid the traffic.
Yeah, every morning.
Yeah.
I do that, too. Just because, like, with the time we come in, we don't know if there's going to be traffic.
No, the construction.
Yeah. I'll do that when I'm leaving a concert.
Day to day, we take the same roads every single day. And I think going an alternate route is good for us.
Yes.
Yeah. Danielle will never be able to do that. Like, see what she does in the room. She can't walk out the same door.
That's different when I'm in my car. When I'm in the studio, that's different. We won't talk about that.
I say stop being a slave to your GPS. Make your own route.
I don't know. You know what? Coming home from the airport the other day, JFK to way out here in New Jersey, we took a way I've never been before.
Oh, really?
And we don't know why. Obviously, there was some traffic incident on our typical route. We took a way. I was going through roads I'd never seen before. It actually turned out to be faster than the way we usually take. We learned a new way because we were a slave to the ways.
Right.
Okay.
But sometimes ways will take you on a very jacked up way through like residential neighborhoods and everything else. I'm like, why am I going this way?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you know? Okay, I'm bored.
That's Is that it?
That's it.
Can we talk about how Nate started before we got the show going? He said, let's talk about Halloween.
I'm so excited for Halloween.
No! Okay.
I hate summer. I'm like that. I hate summer. I'm so excited for summer to be over.
Then let's talk about Halloween. You go.
I can't wait. I'm so excited for this year. I'm going to finally be Grandpa Joe.
You've been talking about this for 5 years.
I finally talked Heather into it, and she's going to be Charlie Bucket, and I'm going to have the dirty, stained sleeping shirt, and I can't wait for this costume. I'm so excited.
Your wife can't be Charlie. That is creepy. Listen. They sleep in the same bed.
What?
You sleep with your wife.
Yeah.
And then
I'm not
going
to like have a sexual fantasy where she's still dressed as Charlie and I'm Grandpa Joe.
But you know that's what? If you do, that's okay. Everyone has their thing.
Right? I'm not going to do that. If you think I'm going to have sex with her while I'm dressed as Grandpa Joe and she's Charlie.
Costumes? Oh my God.
Here's the thing though. You know, Nate, when people ask you who you are, you're going to have to take a moment to describe it and explain it. A lot of people, they're going to be...
Okay.
It's going to take a while.
No, I go all out. Like, I plan on doing the hair and getting it gray and having the bald cap and everything and the mustache, the creepy, pervy mustache.
That still doesn't say what character. You're being a character. Like, you're like the character number 4 from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
I don't know. I mean, there's this thing where people hate Grandpa Joe, right? So I feel like I might get some hate if I'm going out as Grandpa Joe.
I think if you were a thruple with someone, you could do it because you need Willy Wonka and Charlie. And then you do Grandpa Joe, and then it makes sense.
Or just a bed, right, just be in a bed the whole time.
But he wasn't in a bed. That's why everybody hates him. Yeah. He acted bedridden AF, and then as soon as there was a golden ticket, he literally jumped out of the
floor was cold.
Yeah, right.
And the next thing you know, he's floating around the bubble towel.
No shit.
Yeah, he had no disability.
We got this mapped out. Scary has the Willy Wonka costume.
I do. I was Willy Wonka twice. I was the Johnny Depp Willy Wonka and the Gene Wilder Willy Wonka. I was both.
Well, do you want to be our thruple?
I mean, we're going to go to a party together? I'll recreate that one. That was one of my best ones.
Okay.
I could be the Indian Oompa Loompa from the new version.
Oh.
You really could.
You remember him?
You would nail it. You would totally nail that.
I could do that.
That'd be fantastic. Thank you
if
very much.
If you need me,
I would appreciate that.
Nate, speaking of fall, when will you do your first corn maze?
Oh, I love a good corn maze.
Because they start. I just looked ours here in Jacksonville. The first one opens on October 1st. It's still a little warm then to go.
They have corn down there?
Yeah, corn mazes, yeah.
Buttered.
I didn't know they grew corn down there.
Yeah. I love corn. Don't you love corn?
I love corn.
So when are we ordering these Halloween costumes?
Are you seriously going
to
do that?
Oh, well, why don't you add to the cast? There's other characters that are worthy.
We need a Violet Beauregard.
And a Veruca Salt.
Yeah. Oh, Elvis, you'd make a fabulous Veruca.
Yes.
Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa. I want one now.
Now.
Okay.
Be good.
Okay.
Maybe the whole show could do a...
I think it'd be great.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate
Who else wants to be in the bed with me?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, you could be Grandpa George. He was the old man that didn't get out of bed.
He's the one that ate bananas?
What?
What?
Well, I mean, I'll just eat bananas in the bed all day.
That's disgusting.
What is wrong with these guys? You said, who wants to be in bed with me? He volunteered immediately.
With banana. Well, because Nate looked right at me and smiled, so I was like, all right, I'll do it.
You make a great Grandpa George.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Are we done?
We haven't accomplished jack shit.
Like we ended up in the corn maze and we just ended up at a dead end.
Where you run straight out now. You just run straight out. Don't look back.
You know what? I may have to pull out all the stops and come in an extra, extra special Halloween costume.
Yes!
Oh, like when you were Lactadia?
Yes, that was one of the best.
The queen of lactose intolerance?
Yes.
That was
I may have to do that.
Fantastic costume.
That was like an $800 costume.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah. But we went to that crazy Halloween shop in New York City, remember?
Yes.
Do you still have that dress? Awesome.
I don't know what the dress is. I still have the wings. Those wings were the most expensive part. Mm-hmm. And they weigh so much. I may have to have wings again this year. I don't know what I'm going to be the wing to something. I don't know what I'm going to be.
You had makeup. You had everything that day. My goodness.
Yeah, you got to get there more
were,
mileage.
There were some people on the show that were a little upset because I upstaged them.
Really? Who was upset? Oh,
doesn't matter. Moving on.
Move on.
Oh, yeah, the thug. That's the year you were the thug.
That was a year before, but that was a fucking great costume.
That was fantastic.
Thank you. I was a thug. Did you ever see that costume?
No, but I would love to
see it. So I had an UGG boot, which I made, and then I was dressed as a thug.
I get it. Nobody got it. Okay.
Nobody.
So then I...
Yeah, I thought you were just the boot.
Well, then I went out as the boot.
Nate's the kind of guy who wants to wear a costume that has to have explanation. Right. You love to stop down and go, okay, I'm glad you asked. I am a thug. Right.
I'm Grandpa Joe.
Yeah, I went out with my, so the first year I was in New York City, I went out with my best friend and we were just covered in chains and there was two of us. And some guy goes, yo, what up, 2 Chainz? And it was the best night of my life.
Hi-oh. What was the year you dyed your hair?
That was for...
Colonel Sanders.
Oh my gosh, yes, he dyed his hair gray and he couldn't get it out.
You know what? I forgot how much you do get into Halloween costumes.
I love good Halloween costumes. I love it. You go all out. You got to go all out for this, people.
I say you got to go all in or you don't go at all.
Balls deep, baby.
We were at a party once, Gandhi and I was Mr. Rogers, and who are you?
I was a Wookiee. No, I was an Ewok.
I was an Ewok,
and it was because Danielle. It was a onesie.
That's right.
It was very comfortable.
Oh man, those onesies are sometimes the best.
Little ears, and everybody was like, "You are the cutest teddy bear I've ever seen."
Oh.
I was like, "I'm an Ewok," but that's fine. This Oompa Loompa thing's going to work out this year, Nate.
I love how Gandhi just gravitates toward the short characters.
You got it. You got it. You
Baby Yoda.
Work with what you got.
You lean into your strengths.
I tried to do a serial reference from the 80s. I tried to be Frankenberry one year, and they're like, oh, I get it. Pinky in the Brain. And I'm like, no, I'm not, sorry. I just remember. And they're like, nope. They only remember Count Chocula. They don't remember Frankenberry. Sons of bitches.
I remember Colonel Sanders and the Thug.
Yep.
Thank you. See? Memorable.
Mm-hmm. I think inflatable costumes are the way to go.
Oh, they are so fun.
Yeah, they're so easy.
Great.
Thanks. Yeah. But they're easy, and then people keep their distance from you because they can't get close and approach you. It's very COVID safe.
Great. I'm telling you, Halloween night, if you're in a cold environment, I always change, no matter what I'm dressed as, into a onesie. I buy a new fun onesie and I add accessories. It's the most comfortable way to go trick-or-treating. And you know I go to those expensive, neighborhoods where they give the full-size candy bars.
Chris Rock's house.
Yes, I go to Chris Rock's house. I go to Cece Sabathia's house, and I'll be coming again this year.
Wow. Danielle, always going to the superstars' homes for her full-size candy bars.
They give you sometimes a pick out of like 10, and they go, you can pick three.
Yeah.
Wow. Three. I mean, it's crazy.
You know, come to my house, you get full-size candy bars, too, because I collect all the extra full-size M&M's Mars bars that sit around here, and I take them home, so kids get the old candy at my house.
The old candy? Wow, Scotty. Well, from years ago?
No. It usually, like, expires that month. You know, I hang on to it.
Right. Kids don't look at the dates, Danielle. They don't. And they eat it right away anyways.
Sure,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Hey, back to your inflatable costumes. If you fart in one of those, does it circulate hot fart smell?
That is a great question.
What noise does that make? It's got to sound really cool to fart in an inflatable.
Well, the inflatables have a fan in them.
So
I would imagine it probably just shoots out whatever hole is in there, like the neck hole or the hand hole.
I'm going to carry a little sharp object with me.
Deflate your costume, goddamn.
You start blowing around the room.
Damn you all.
All right, well, it's been nice. It's been fun, but it hasn't been nice fun. Let's get out of here. Have a beautiful day. Love you.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.